Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And I have been used to saying something else because we have been having our live shows, and I've been used to saying that same intro and then going, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens
live.
We have had two shows already.
Yes.
Very fun and exciting.
Victoria. Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Both hilarious, both fun. If you were there in person, thank you for supporting the podcast tour.
Mm-hmm. It's been super, super fun. And you know who else has been supporting the podcast tour is
Freddie.
Yes.
We are obsessed with Freddie. Freddie is a huge reason why this tour is even possible.
Mm-hmm.
So as a bonus gift for the SQ cuties, we're never not giving.
We're constantly bleeding hearts.
We give.
Constantly. We're hemorrhaging for you.
Maybe you can talk to Freddie about that.
I could talk to Freddie about that, yeah.
We get to sit down with a rep from Freddie today. He is a nurse practitioner. His name is Grant. He was super cute.
Very handsome. Yes.
I think we would both have a crush. So please enjoy this interview. It's very informative. We're just educating the children on sexual health today.
Mm-hmm. It was a really good, super fun interview, and especially for some of the things that we got to chat about, which I didn't know. So I'm really excited to get to that.
Yeah, we learned a lot. We walked away from this conversation with knowledge.
I thought I was going to be like, yeah, I know, I got all this stuff. I know. And then I walked away like, oh.
And they have sibling brands. It's not just Freddie. So there's a lot of cool information right till the end of this interview. So stick around. It's a fun chat. It's a fun talk, a fun chat.
So let's get Grant on the line.
Calling Grant. Today we have Grant from Freddie, clinical delivery lead nurse practitioner. Grant is passionate about the LGBTQS+ health, HIV prevention and treatment, and gender-affirming care. With a master's in public health policy from Harvard University, okay, Ivy League.
Oh my God.
And a doctorate in primary care nursing from Columbia University, Grant believes in an affirming approach towards patient care and sexual health and wellness. Grant, welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
I'm so happy to be here. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Juicebox.
Hi, you're anything but semi-qualified. Harvard. Oh my God.
Thank you very much. I'm American, actually, but I've lived up in here in Canada for a couple years, and I love being up here. I'm based out of here in Toronto.
Oh my God, fab. How was Harvard? I will get into the interview. I just want to know how Harvard was. Was that fab? Was, you know, that insane?
It was lovely, a good experience, some tough classes. Mm-hmm. But, just as good as an education as I think people can get at a lot of places, but certainly... I feel it's such a privilege to be able to share what I've learned with other members of the community and other folks. So
amazing.
It's something I carry with me.
I love that. Synth, we should go to Harvard.
Yeah, it's up to us, right? You just get to decide. Yeah. I want to go to Harvard.
Like, it's hard.
Like Elwood. That's very Elwood energy of us.
Very Elwood. You can do it. Just, you know, bend and snap, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
What? Like, it's hard. So, Grant, what is Freddie and how or why was it started?
Sure. So, Freddie is an online, a virtual prep clinic. Okay. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. Okay. It's a medication that you can take to prevent an HIV infection. Freddie was started by our founders a couple years ago, back in 2019, 2020, beginning of the pandemic era, when they were thinking about, right, we've all experienced this. There is a difficulty in accessing primary care. Oftentimes we're unsure of what I can speak to my primary care person about. Will I be received in a non-judgmental space, especially about something maybe relevant to your sexual health and well-being? And we understand that private clinics can often be expensive, right? And so there was an effort to create this virtual platform to provide an affirming space for all patients to better access a potentially life-saving medication that was... with an affirming group of clinical providers. So I think that long and the short of it is why Freddie was started. I'm happy to talk a little bit more about exactly what PrEP does and how it works, but I'm open to hearing what you want to learn more about.
Well, that was kind of my next question. Like,
yeah.
I understand, like, we hear the term PrEP all the time.
Sure.
You kind of hear it. It's like, obviously, when people are sexually active, it's like, take your PrEP. And then it kind of, to me, it sounds like this like magical pill that just like keeps you protected. And I understand that that's not how it works. There's obviously a science behind it. And maybe for the SQ cuties, can you explain the effectiveness of PrEP?
Sure. So PrEP is very effective if taken as directed, right? Over 99% effective at preventing HIV infections that would be otherwise transmitted through an unprotected sexual intercourse, for example. HIV is a really tricky virus, okay? And I'm not a virologist, excuse me. So I'll do my best to explain this in some lay terms. But you can think of HIV as a virus. Think of it almost like a zipper, okay? And it takes one side of your zipper and it tries to zip it up to create DNA, a two-sided zipper. And the medications in PrEP essentially put a little, they get piece of your clothing stuck in that zipper and it can't go up anymore. And therefore it can't replicate. The virus can no longer replicate because of the medication that you're taking. Because the virus can't replicate, it cannot actually cause an infection in your body, right? So you're essentially jamming up the works at the way that the virus is trying to infect your body, thereby giving you protection against it in the first place. You can also think about it a little bit like, airbags in your car, right? It's something that
we loved the fashion analogy. A clog. Yeah, okay. The zipper
got me. Yeah, but that made so much sense to me.
Jason and I are nodding. We're like, okay, now I get it.
I get it. But does it kill the virus or just stops it?
Well, in order for the virus to live and continue to infect, it must replicate, right? Without that ability, the virus, and it won't be able to enter the cells that it needs to create a host, okay? And therefore, it essentially dies out before it can actually root into the tissue in your body and cause a lifelong infection.
That's insane.
That's very cool to know.
Like, cool, insane, but like just wild to know. I love science. I'm not good at it, but I love it.
We're going back to the classroom today. I love it.
It's really, really neat. You know, like there's lots of different classes of HIV prevention and HIV care medications now that work in all sorts of amazing ways. And we've been really lucky over the past couple years since we discovered that you could take one of these medications to help prevent an infection from happening in the first place, not just treating it after the fact.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And it's crazy to think like 20 years ago, that wouldn't even be something like on our minds.
Literally. It's, I think it's a brave new world in a sense. And I think something that's so amazing about PrEP is it has in many senses, returned our freedom. Yeah. We can talk about the broader queer community, to live and love as we want without this fear. But, it's just one more tool to help people live healthier, more wholesome lives.
I love that. Actually, now that you've brought up like the queer community, who would PrEP be right for?
Yeah, good question. So I like to think of it as this. PrEP can be right for anybody. I don't care if you're purple or green or a cis woman or a cis man or a gay identifying man or anything in between, right? If you have a higher risk or a high risk, for example, of a possible HIV exposure, that could be right for you. If you have high anxiety about an HIV exposure, even if in reality you don't actually have a high risk in this moment, PrEP might be right for you because it might help reduce your anxiety about HIV, right? Mm-hmm. For a lot of folks, it also has to do with, well, I have absolutely no risk right now, but I'm considering maybe changing some of my behavior, my relationship status is changing, and therefore maybe I'll have more sexual partners or whatever it may be. And I just want that additional layer of protection. So, you know, I think a lot of us, when we think about PrEP, we have this image in our mind of someone on a billboard, maybe, you know, like the Grand Marshal of a Pride parade in downtown Toronto or whatever it may be. But that's just one type of person that PrEP might be right for, okay? Mm-hmm. But it can be right for all sorts of different people who have different levels of risk of HIV in their lives. So, it not only protects against HIV that can be transmitted through sexual intercourse, but also through intravenous drug use, for example. Mm-hmm. It can also be really applicable for people who work in the sex trade, right? Absolutely. You know, there's different folks that it's right for, and it's important that we provide access in an affirming, non-judgmental way to anybody who it would be helpful for.
I love it. Yeah, because we always see that like prep is almost like this queer zeitgeist where it's like it's kind of just like so fallen into the way that queer people see it, and it's just like this joke now where it's just like, it's cool, I can come, I'm on prep, you know, like that kind of funny thing. But when you really boil it down, it's just like anybody who's sexually active should be protecting themselves against HIV.
Absolutely. Look, like if you don't know the status of your partners, I don't care who you are, what your body parts are, or who maybe you're having sex with, PrEP might be another tool to help protect your own HIV status. So again, right, like you said, we have this one image maybe in our head, but it can really be right for a lot of folks.
Love that. How can you take PrEP?
Good question. So for most people in Canada, there's two medications that are approved to take as PrEP. Okay, one's called Truvada. It's now available as a generic. It has a long, complicated name. We don't need to learn that. There's another one called Descovy. Okay, they're very similar. Think of them like siblings. It's just a little bit newer. They're both tablets that you would take by mouth, right? So think of it like a multivitamin or an aspirin that you would take. Most people take PrEP once a day, every day, right? You set an alarm on your phone, you have your morning cup of coffee and you take your PrEP, boom, right? There's also another way to take PrEP, which is called PrEP on demand. That's not right for everybody. Only certain populations can do that. And the way that that works is taking your PrEP just right around moments of a possible exposure. I'm happy to talk a little bit more about that, but I really encourage folks to work with their healthcare provider. Maybe that's through Freddie, maybe that's through somebody else, to determine what is the best way to take PrEP for you. There's also some really new technology that might be coming out in the future that are other PrEP medications that maybe aren't tablets that you would take by mouth, but not yet approved in Canada. But we at Freddie are always looking at the future for additional tools that might help prevent additional HIV cases. So stay tuned on that front as well.
We love to see that.
I love that. Yeah, because I saw online that it's in the States, it's an injection.
Yes, it's called a long-acting injectable. Okay, there is one of those approved in the United States. There's likely some additional ones coming out soon. Okay, and when they are ready,
it was right? Just like Drag Race, there was first it in the States, and then maybe then one day it'll come to Canada.
Yeah, like me, right? I was in the States. Here I am here in Canada.
Exactly. Can come to Canada. Fabulous. Yes.
You know, when those other tools are available, I think certainly Freddie will be looking at ways to provide access to those to patients. Fabulous. But for now, in Canada, they're tablets that you would take by mouth.
Yeah, cute little blue tablets.
Exactly. Yeah.
Little blues.
We love to color coordinate.
Yeah.
So is there any risk to taking PrEP preventatively daily if you don't need to? Like a long time ago, and this is me being vulnerable, I took one of the assessments seeing if I qualified for PrEP, and I didn't actually have enough sexual partners where it kind of, the determination was like, oh, you don't necessarily qualify for this. But hearing some of your rationale here, it could be prevention. Are there any side effects where it's like, oh, you want to be mindful of taking this if you don't need to?
Yeah. Super good question. Something I think conversations that clinicians have with patients a lot. Our number one goal as a clinician, whether I'm working at Freddie or anywhere else, right, is patient safety and wanting to make sure that you could take this particular medication without any harm to yourself, right? And so not only is that by learning about you and what is your past medical history, okay, like do you have other medical conditions that might make me think, PrEP might interact or impact this medical condition of this person in an adverse way? Or are you taking another medication for something else and those medications might interact in a way that isn't good, right? So some of that has to do with our conversations to determine, can I prescribe this safely, right? Mm-hmm. Number two is we have to monitor your lab work, okay, like blood and urine tests, for example, on a fairly routine basis to monitor for certain things. Certainly, we're always checking for HIV status, but we're also monitoring for things like your kidney function. And so to your question, right, like if I started to feel like for whatever reason, which could be a whole different conversation, I have concerns about your kidney function and I'm not sure PrEP would be safe for you, I would have that conversation to determine if we could keep taking it safely. For the vast majority of people, they can be on PrEP for many years, decades even, without any adverse reactions, right? It's a really well-tolerated medication. And so, you know, work with your clinical team or whomever you work with to get your PrEP. They will determine if you can do so safely, but I wouldn't be too concerned about taking it, even if you have low risk, especially if you're otherwise pretty healthy.
Cool. I mean, I know we know why, but for the SQ cuties listening, why could someone come to Freddy if they have questions or interested about PrEP?
Yeah. So I think something that sets Freddy aside, and one of the reasons I love working for Freddy as a nurse practitioner, is a value of bringing a non-judgmental space to all of our patient encounters, right? Mm-hmm. You can be who you are. You can use the language you want to use, right? We'll meet you where you're at. It's also a confidential and discreet service, right? Because like, we get it. Some people want to say to their neighbor or to the person down the street, like, yeah, I'm taking PrEP. I'm loud and proud. And that's awesome. I celebrate that. Other people have more discretion and want to live a more private life. And like, that's cool too, right? And I think regardless of what your needs are in that sense, I think coming to Freddy is a really safe place for people to go, and they can be who they want to be and be met by non-judgmental clinicians who will celebrate them and help them live a healthier, happier life. And you don't have to worry about some of those. Look, we've all been there, those awkward conversations with maybe your primary care provider, and love primary care providers. I used to be one too. But you weren't sure how to speak to them about something really personal. And some people have don't have that experience, but I want people to feel safe to come to Freddy with whatever sexual health questions they have or about PrEP, and they'll be met with welcoming ears. So that's why.
Well, I know that it's there's kind of a cool situation. One time I was talking to my doctor about like PrEP and STEP and all that, and she had no idea it even existed. So like, some care providers are like, what's that? So it's like, to have Freddy is to have a resource where people are so educated on it, when some of our primary care people are just like, cool. It's not their focus, you know?
Yeah. And look, like, in their defense, medicine is complicated. There are 101 things to learn and know every day. Mm-hmm. And so it might not be for lack of wanting to support, just maybe to say, you know what, there's this specialty clinic, Freddy, and they do this all day, every day. Like, they're really going to be able to do this, like 11 out of 10 service. Like, they're going to know about PrEP and be able to help you maybe better than I can. And in that sense, like, maybe your GP or primary care provider was like doing you a service to say, like, I think you'll get better service in this way. So, you know, sometimes maybe it's they are uncomfortable with the topic, and I hope that isn't the case. But maybe it's just saying, like, I know less about this, and this person over here knows a bit more, so you'd be better served there.
Yeah. She knows a lot about birth and babies. Like, does ours, and then she like takes babies out of tummies. So I was just like, you know what, if I ever have a baby, I know exactly what to ask. But PrEP, if I have two questions for PrEP, I'll go to Freddy.
And I might have to refer patients to them if they have questions about birth and baby, because they will know way more.
See? It's a two-way street.
Two-way street.
But that's love hearing words like discretion, judgment-free, you know, just that coming from the side of Freddy is a really beautiful thing. So real kudos to what you are all doing over there at Freddy.
So speaking of, you know, getting stuff from Freddy, how would you be able to get PrEP through Freddy?
Yeah. So the fastest way to get PrEP and access the Freddy service is by going to our website, gofreddy.com, right? There's different ways to sign up. You have to answer some questions, go through a bit of a risk assessment and screening. Okay. You'll be prompted to either, in most cases, either, would you like to book a traditional phone call and speak to maybe myself or one of my awesome clinical colleagues? Okay. So you could have a phone conversation with somebody. They would talk about, tell me about who you are and why you're here. What's your past medical history? Why, you know, what type of PrEP medication might be right for you? So that's option one. You might also just be able to fill out an online form. It's a little bit more thorough. But you might be, that would then be received on our end. We would take a look at it. We might have to then send you to the lab to go get some blood work done. Okay. But you would be able to do that without ever actually picking up the phone and speaking to somebody. It's speaking about being super discreet, you know? at that point, we'd send you to go get labs, right? Your blood work, maybe some urine tests. We would take a look at those once they got, once they came back. If there were no concerns, boom, we could fire off that prescription to whatever pharmacy you would want, or our awesome partner pharmacy, Affirming Care, who is amazing at working with this medication and working with our patients. So it's as simple as that. Go to our website, speak to somebody on the phone, fill out an online form. And, you know, some folks are getting PrEP really quickly, like within a week or so. So it's pretty simple. And look, what I'll also say there, last point is, if there's ever anything that comes up in your lab work, maybe, or in one of the questions that you answer, and I need to clarify, right, I'll either prompt you, say, hey, I think you should actually book in for a phone call. I'd rather talk to you about this. Or I might shoot you a DM or a secure message, right? Just to say, hey, you answered in this way. I just want to clarify something, because we got to make sure that it's safe for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, some of that initial blood work, urine testing, is that something you do multiple times, or is it just kind of to get you set up on the medication?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's both is the long and the short of it. You must get some lab work done before starting on your PrEP medication. Okay. That's to make sure that your baseline metabolic health, I was talking about kidney function, is healthy enough to take this type of medication, for example. It's also to make, it's also to double check your HIV status. Okay. Cool. PrEP itself is not recommended if you are HIV positive, right? It could be one of the medications with some additional meds that we could place you on to live a long, happy, healthy life. But we do have to make sure that your HIV status is negative before starting on PrEP, okay? Uh-huh. The Canadian guidelines currently recommend that that screening process then happens every 3 months. We don't quite do as many tests every 3 months as we do in the beginning, or maybe once a year. But it is really important and part of the refill process, if you will, to check in, go get your lab work done every 3 months in order to get your refill. Another reason I think that's good, sort of outside of like me checking your HIV status or your kidney function, is if you are sexually active over that course of time, we're screening you for other sexually transmitted infections. And you might be totally asymptomatic and have absolutely no idea. And so it's like a routine check, you know, like, hey, I've done XYZ over the past couple months. And like, this is just a good healthy habit to go get screened, both for myself and for my partners.
So would you say that that would be their routine screening, like their full screening every time that they're filling up their PrEP, or is it mostly just HIV?
So it's a more comprehensive list of tests in the beginning, and maybe annually, right? We might include some things like screening you for various types of hepatitis, which can be a liver infection, some of which can be transmitted through blood or sexual fluids, for example. But for your routine refill, we're always checking for your HIV status and your kidney function are the two most important. We do like to screen you for other STIs, right? Gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, if you are sexually active, just good practice. We're already poking you for some blood work. We might as well have you add those on as well.
Keeping people on their toes, you know? Making sure everybody's got it.
And what I'll say is, look, if anything comes back as abnormal, or if there is an STI, we'll treat it, right? If we can send you a medication, we can send it to you to the pharmacy down the road, or if you live close to our pharmacy, we can ship it to you. If I need to refer you to an in-person clinic, maybe for an injection, for an example, we would, of course, refer you. So it's not just like, well, I'm taking your blood work just because, and like, you know, this is positive, good luck. Okay, we would obviously take care of you to make sure that any clinical concern is resolved as quickly as possible.
I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool to know.
I'm obsessed with that. I always thought it was just HIV. I didn't know it was everything.
I mean, look, what
we're learning as well.
Yeah, well, you for a PrEP and HIV prevention service, but I think we're always looking for additional ways to help our patients. And patients are coming to us, say, hey, you know, I'm not just interested in screening for other sexually transmitted infections, but what about for medications for erectile dysfunction, for example, or my cold sores or whatever? And so we're looking at ways to better be able to offer those services to our patients, because yes, we are a specialty clinic, but we want to be as comprehensive as possible and meet the community where we're at, you know.
One-stop shop.
There you go. You know, best we can.
You got it. I love that. Now, Grant, you've been super informative today. So I bet you some of our listeners don't have as many common questions, but
Are there certain misconceptions about prep that you hear a lot that you want to clear?
Yeah. I love this question. I think there's two misconceptions or two categories that I want to make sure we talk about here. One is more clinical and simple. What are the common side effects of taking PrEP that I should be aware of? Or just because I start taking PrEP today, does that mean I need to be on it forever? Right. Mm. And look, side effects, the vast majority of people have no side effects whatsoever. Maybe some light nausea, headache in the very beginning, GI upset, but most people that resolves with fairly quickly. Do I need to be on PrEP forever if I start it now? Of course not. People's behavior changes over time. Maybe your relationship status changes, right? Maybe your risk of HIV changes significantly and therefore people pause. And then sometimes people restart, right? We all go through phases and, you know, you do you as the patient, right? And I'll help you how I can. The other category that I think is so important, which is why I was excited about this question, is I hear a lot like, well, if I start taking PrEP, what does that mean about me? What will my friends think about me? What will my family member, if they hear that I'm on PrEP, think about me, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to empower people to feel like they are taking a really bold step and proud step to protect themselves mm-hmm. and protect their health. And of course, be as discreet, and it's your private information to share as you want. But to me, all it means is that like you're trying to live your healthiest, happiest life. And that's super important. And if people disagree with that, you know, right? It's like, hang out with some other people who are going to celebrate you for who you are. So, just because you take PrEP, it doesn't mean you're this, that, or the other thing that you might hear in the news or anything else, or from people who are maybe a little bit more judgmental, right? So take PrEP for yourself and to protect your health. And that's where it's at.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it feels like a really responsible thing to do, especially if you're having multiple sexual partners.
I mean, that's the tea, right? It's like, I'm being responsible for myself, but mm-hmm. I'm also helping my community and my sexual partners and the sexual partners of my sexual partners. And so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, we all want to protect each other. We're all one big family. And so like, mm-hmm. let's use all the tools that we can to make sure that we can be healthy.
Obsessed. That's beautiful. So what would you say would be on the horizon for PrEP and Freddie?
Yeah, there's a couple things. One of which we already talked about a little bit, right? The clinical evolution of new tools and medications that might become available in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Are always evolving. There's always new research. And I think as those new tools become available to us here in Canada, I think Freddie will be very keen to make sure we offer those to patients, okay? I also think there's patients who could... there's patients who could benefit from Freddie's services who don't currently have access to that. And that could mean maybe some geographic barriers, right? We only operate in certain provinces, for example, or within certain borders. And so I think we're always looking at new ways to broaden the populations that could access our services. I also think we were talking about lab work, right? Lab work is often a big blocker to people to access their PrEP, right? Oh, I got to go to the lab. And if I don't, maybe I can't get my medication. We all live busy lives and it can be tough to fit in. And so we've been working on some innovative lab partnerships and ideas to maybe help streamline that process to make it as seamless as possible. So I think those are some of the things that we're working on that are sort of the future of PrEP, the future of Freddie, that I think we should all keep our eyes on.
Freddie, totally. The world takeover.
Well, it's only been, Freddie's not that old of a company, so to already see these leaps and strides in your technology, it's, you know, this time in 2 years, like, I don't know, we're very excited. I feel like it's a very impressive company. You know, you call it a company. It's a company, right? I'm trying to think of the official.
Yeah. We're a private company, in the public service. So I think something that is also great about Freddie is we're nimble and we're quick and we're trying to evolve as rapidly as we can with urgency because like the community has needs, right? And we want to meet them. And so totally, it's only been a couple of years. Like, look at what we've done. Like, let's see what happens.
Absolutely.
Over the next couple of years.
Now, speaking of, you know, catering to the community, Freddie has sister brands as well that are kind of exciting that I didn't know about until doing a little more research. There are the sister brands Frida and Foria. Can you kind of, in a nutshell, explain both of those tertiary brands that are under the Freddie umbrella?
Yeah, I like to call them our siblings, right? Our siblings.
Siblings, yes.
Sibling clinics. Frida, I would encourage folks to go to talkwithfrida.com, right? It is a clinic where people can get assessments for ADHD, right? Attention deficit or hyperattention disorder, right? We all know the wait lists and difficulties in getting evaluated for that. So you can head over to talkwithfrida.com. You can get an assessment, speak to a nurse practitioner or a registered nurse about that type of treatment if it's right for you, right? Of course, it might not be right for everybody just because you sign up, right? And we've got to make sure that it can be done safely and is appropriate. But Frida is awesome. Similar approach to meeting patients where they're at. I know there's a lot of stigma out there about ADHD and people not always knowing where to go or who to talk to about that. So that's Frida's main focus, right? Then Foria. Yeah, very neat. Foria Clinic. You can go to foriaclinic.com. That is our new gender-affirming clinic that works with gender-diverse or transgendered individuals, okay, to provide gender-affirming hormone medications, surgical assessments for gender-affirming surgeries, maybe some other things like discussions about mental health or those types of concerns that might be related to their experience living as a gender-diverse person. And so all really neat, right? We're really trying to specialize and work with communities that have been systematically disenfranchised and marginalized and provide this specialty level of care. So we're super excited about those sibling clinics. And I encourage folks who have questions to go to their respective websites and check them out.
Oh, totally. I'm checking out Frida right after this call.
I literally saw that and I was like, oh, yeah, maybe.
Like, interview's over. I'm going to go type in.
Yeah, I think I got to do that. Yeah, that would explain a lot of things. Yeah. Grant, you have such a cool job. Like, this is wild.
I love my job. I feel really fortunate and privileged for lots of reasons. And to be able to, especially with Freddie, work with the community that's given so much to me is just an absolute privilege. And I get to chat with lovely folks like you sometimes. So it's definitely a mood boost for this type of snowy day here in Toronto.
Oh, all ours is gone right now.
It's
melted. So I'm so sorry. I'll be coming home in a week though. So can't wait to come back to -20. Yeah.
But Grant, you have been not only informative, charming, insightful, and the perfect ambassador for the Freddie brand. We want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and clearing up the air when it comes to certain questions and perhaps mystery around PrEP. I feel I'm walking away from this conversation more informed. So I'm sure the listeners are as well.
I thought I knew it all. I didn't know it all.
And very cool to hear about the sibling brands as well. So SQ Cuties, make sure you look into Freddie and all things offered from the Freddie brand.
Thank you both. It was an absolute joy to speak with you. Look, I'm still learning too. So don't feel bad, right? We're all still learning and we're all in this together. All right.
Appreciate you, Grant. See you at Harvard.
See you at Harvard.
Bye.
Thanks, Grant.
Bye.
Wow. Really informative. Thank you so much, Grant, for coming on the podcast. I was saying Freddie should have their own podcast.
I think that's a genius idea.
Right?
Imagine if Freddie had a podcast about, like, I know, all things Freddie,
sexual health.
And they were like, you know what? It should be hosted by Sound Qualified Queens Juice Box and Cynthia Kiss. And we're like, that is such a good idea.
But things that when things go a little medical, I think we get intimidated. Like at one point you didn't call it medicine. You called it stuff. You were like, you're like, how do you get the stuff? I was like, ooh, I don't know if that's
medicine,
drugs.
And I'm like, what about the things? Yeah. I'm not the most scientific, but it fascinates me and I love to learn about it.
We're not Ivy League graduates like Grant.
Like it's hard.
Oh my God, going to Harvard. I can't even imagine. Very cool.
But really cool to learn all that stuff and really cool to hear a little bit more about Freddy and how, you know, how you can be protected being a sexually active adult.
They just seem to actually care about queer people. Yes. And extending that even further from medical care. Look at us. They're supporting our tour.
Yeah.
Like, we're just two crazy drag queens trying to travel around the country.
And they said, we like cross-dressers too, you know?
Like, this tour would not be possible without Freddy. So,
big love.
Huge love for their support on this tour. We can't thank them enough. And this episode was, like, the least we could do.
Oh, bare minimum, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you so much for giving this week's podcast a listen. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, that's where we're doing updates about the tour. You can click our link tree to buy tickets for the Edmonton and Calgary dates. This episode might be going up after those.
They've already happened,
so that doesn't make sense. But the March dates, we're going to be heading to Ontario in March. Yes. So stay tuned for those. Our Instagram handle is semiqualifiedqueenspod. We're also on Twitter at SQQPOD. And if you want to email us, you can do that too, at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
And if you want your voice to be on the pod, just like Grant or like Cynthia and I, you could go to speakpipe.com/SQQPOD. That's speakpipe.com/SQQPOD. We will see you guys next week with a very fun interview.
Until then,
ta love.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.